I'm a terrible neighbor.
We had indications of that before. You've borrowed some things, not returned them.
I was
things
on
like that.
I was coming back from a jog, coming to my house, right? I'm with the dog. And I see a couple blocks ahead before I get to my house, another dog that's out, not on a leash, gotten out of their owner's yard, okay. Right? And I'm getting closer. I'm like, oh, I think I recognize this dog. I recognize this dog because this dog has gotten out before.
Oh.
I know the dog's name. I know where the dog goes.
Okay.
The dog's a friendly dog. It's not like it's mean or anything like
right.
that. And but I'm with my dog, so I know, sure enough, the dog runs over. Dougal, my dog, is like, hey, buddy, how you doing? Uh-huh. Good to see you again. And they're like jumping around and doing all that.
Doing the things that got him kicked out of doggy daycare.
Yeah, right, right. So they're carrying on like a couple of old buddies. Again, I know this dog. And I know where the dog goes. I'm like, dang it, dog's out again. And so I'm finishing up my run. And so I get to my house and I put my dog into my fenced backyard. And I had the moment and the thought of, I just took my dog off the leash. Obviously, this dog is interested in my dog, so he's just right there. I could.
Let's play, buddy.
I know. I could just go, hey, Clay is his name.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Clay, come here. Clip the little
leash on walk him. Walk him back home.
Walk him home.
Guessing that since we're here, you didn't do that.
I didn't. And I was just like, I just need some water. I'll go in. I'll come back out. And maybe I'll take care of it in a minute. And so while I'm in, my neighbor across the street and my other neighbor across the street witness the dog that's out, and they walk over and put the leash on the dog. And I see out my front window my other neighbor walking the dog back to the person's house. And it was at that moment that it hit me.
Oh, they had to come over and take care of it in my yard.
I am a terrible neighbor.
Yep.
Not in my yard, but right outside my yard.
They watched you walk inside and they were like, is he not going to take care of that?
I know.
Fine, I'll do it myself.
I know.
That was the thought process.
I know. And I had that little, not my circus, not my monkeys, sort of like mentality crept into my brain.
But those circus monkeys were in your yard.
Well, they were right
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
And I could have done the good neighborly thing and
yeah.
gone, come here, Clay. Let's walk you back to your owner's house.
Uh-huh.
And just walk the dog back. But no. I'm standing there in my front window with my little glass of water watching my neighbor do the thing that I should have done.
Did you give him a little nod, a little raise your glass? Like, thanks, buddy.
I haven't spoken to him or my other neighbor who was out in her front yard since.
So, oh, wow. Oh, wow.
So I am now that neighbor.
You're now that neighbor. What'd we learn? In this situation.
What do you mean, what did we learn?
Well, we should always take lessons away from these little life experiences that we're sharing. What did we learn? What did they teach you in that moment?
That I should read my own power word.
Your power word is action.
It sure is.
You did not.
I did not take action.
You went and got a little drinky drink first.
I was like, you know what? I can sit.
The dog will probably
be here because my dog's out. Dog will be here.
It's going to be fine.
It'll be fine.
Didn't think about the fact that the neighbors are lurking and they're watching and judging.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then taking action themselves.
100% they're judging and they're going, yeah. You know what? If he's not going to do it, I guess I'm going to have to do it.
Yep. Because they're like, listen, the dog is out. He's loose.
I know. He could cause an accident.
Yes. Now
yeah,
the opportunity. He
yeah.
could run off even more than we don't know where he's at.
I know. So, again, just another example of how I apparently am a terrible neighbor. I don't.
Jim says, way to go, Eagle Scout. Oh, ouch. Does that cut more? Does that cut a little bit more?
Wow.
I think it does. That goes against your oath. You probably took an oath back then, right?
The oath is be prepared.
Yeah. Were you prepared?
I was getting there.
You had a leash in hand.
I was getting there.
No, listen. You can't even say that I had to go inside to get a leash.
I know.
You had the leash in hand.
I literally had it in my hand.
Yeah.
I literally had it in my hand. So, yes. Thanks for pointing that out, Jim.
Yes. Thank you, Jim.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX.
And maybe your neighbors will hear this.
And go, oh, look.
Oh, he's taking accountability. I get it. He wanted a drink. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Alexa says, when my neighbor's dogs get out, I just send him a text. I chased my dog enough. It's not my job to chase theirs.
Hey, by the way, your dog's out. Hey, send.
Clay's down here again.
Yeah, you might want to go get him. Send.
OMG.
All right.
But now you know you're surrounded by doers.
I am surrounded
so
by doers.
So they're going to expect you to be
yes,
a doer
yes.
in these situations from now on. So rise to the occasion.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. It's 99.7 DJX.
It's nice, though, that you can use yourself as a little setting the bar story. An example of what not to do.
Right.
If you find yourself in a similar situation,
right.
don't go inside to get a drink first.
Yeah, just take
care
of it.
Take care of the situation.
Take care of the situation.
Enjoy your well-deserved, earned drink.
Right.